The admissions process can feel like waves crashing and thrashing, but here at UNC Wilmington, the beach is our specialty, and our admissions podcast will help you stay afloat. Tune in for Seahawk Talk with the UNCW Office of Admissions. Our podcast helps struggling parents and prospective students with various topics that apply to the college application process, such as financial aid, scholarships, standardized testing, college essays, and more.
Hello, everyone. This is Tanisha, UNCW first-year admissions coordinator here in the Office of Admissions at UNCW. I'm coming to you with our first episode of Tell Me All About It, a transfer podcast about life as a transfer student and applying to transfer to Teal. As you know, the goal of this podcast is to inform current and prospective students about the application process, steps to become successful when applying, and how to thrive on campus as a new Seahawk. On this week's episode of Seahawk Talk, we will discuss what you need to know to successfully transfer to Teal. I have the Assistant Directors of Transfer Admission, Jessica Horn and Carla Blanton, here to talk with us today about application tips and tricks for prospective transfer students, with only now 20 days left to apply for admissions for the spring 2018 semester here at UNCW. I'm going to ask them a few questions about the main campus transfer application and a few questions targeted towards our online accelerated programs, specifically the RN to BSN applicants. So here's Jessica with a short introduction.
Hi guys, my name is Jessica Horn, as Tanisha said, and I'm an Assistant Director of Transfer Admission here at UNCW. I work primarily with our main campus transfer applicants.
And then also here's Carla.
Hi, I'm Carla Blanton, the other Assistant Director for Transfer Admissions here at UNCW, and primarily work with our online accelerated programs, specifically RN to BSN and Exercise Science applicants.
Thank you. So my first question is for Jessica. What is the most important thing to keep in mind when completing the main campus transfer application?
Sure, it's important to be as thorough and as honest as possible when answering the questions on the application. It's also really important to complete the application before the priority deadline to give yourself the best possible chance for admission. For this spring semester, that priority deadline is going to be October 15th.
Great. And then the next question I have is, what's your top piece of advice for prospective transfer students during the application process?
My top piece of advice would be to just continue to monitor your sea level dashboard, specifically your missing items list. When an item has been attached to your application, then it will be removed from that list. So if an item is still showing, it means that it has not been attached to your application. So it could be that we've received it, it's just still being processed. So if you are waiting for your application to be completed and you see some official transcript still on their missing items list, just know that it could be in the processing phase.
With the application deadline quickly approaching, what is your top crunch time tip for prospective students applying to main campus?
My top crunch time tip would also be related to official transcripts and just requesting them as soon as possible. That's usually the part of the process that takes the longest amount of time. It's also important to monitor your personal email address because that is how your counselor will communicate with you if they need additional information about your application.
All right, so Assistant Director of Transfer Admissions, Carla Blanton, is here to talk to us more specifically about our online accelerated programs. Carla, what is the most important thing to keep in mind when completing the application for our RN to BSN or Exercise Science online programs?
I really encourage students to include an explanation for any unaccounted period of time since high school graduation on your application. We encourage students to include this in your education and your work history. This can seem excessive, but leaving gaps in time could hold up the application review process.
Great. What is your top piece of advice for prospective transfer students during the application process?
So very similar to Jessica and the main campus applicants, we really encourage students to request official transcripts as soon as possible because these can take the longest amount of time to process. So you can even request them before your application is submitted.
And then Carla, what is your top crunch time tip for prospective students applying to the RN to BSN program?
Continuously check your Worldwide Connect portal on a regular basis because you could miss an admissions decision or important deadlines if you're not doing so.
Last but definitely not least, we want to be sure that our transfer students who are applying to our extension site in Onslow County have a few tips and tricks during their application as well. Carla, if I'm applying as a transfer student at the Onslow Extension site, what are some important things to keep in mind when completing the application?
So it's important to keep in mind that extension students are evaluated on the same criteria as main campus students, so it's not any more or less competitive depending on how you apply.
And then what is your crunch time tip for prospective students applying to Onslow Extension?
So extension students also apply through the C-Level web portal, and we really encourage students to check that C-Level and email account often. If additional documents or information is needed in the review of the application, they'll be requested via email and marked as needed on your C-Level account. So if you want to keep in the know, keep those monitored regularly.
Great. And so that really concludes all the informational portion of this episode of Tell Me All About It. And so Jessica and Carla are just going to hit on a couple of our hashtags that we use, as well as the application deadline and some additional information about the transfer to Teal process.
Sure. So for our main campus applicants, just keep that priority deadline of October 15th in mind for the spring semester. And if you are following us on social media, please feel free to tag us if you come for a campus visit. We use the hashtag transfer to Teal hashtag. Follow us on Twitter. We have some really exciting transfer campaigns coming up, like Why Wilmington Wednesday and hashtag Transformation Monday, where you'll be able to see current transfer students and their journey to UNCW. We also are going to be kicking off our fall travel soon. So we have some visits coming up to Cape Fear Community College, Wake Tech Community College, and Durham Tech Community College. Just be sure to check our travel website for the full schedule.
And for the online accelerated programs, just keep in mind that those applications are on a shorter turnaround time. So sessions do start every 7 weeks, and the Spring 120 application is currently open.
And like I said earlier, that does conclude this episode of Seahawk Talk. Thank you, Jessica and Carla, for coming on to this episode. There will be additional episodes called Tell Me About It in our new Tell Me About It Transfer podcast series. Our new Tell Me About It podcast series is a way to guide prospective Seahawks as they engage with UNCW. We have tailored the information on this podcast to be exclusively for our transfer students. Through this podcast series, we will help prospective students envision what life is like as a Seahawk and as a transfer student. We want prospective transfer students to be confident when applying through our C-Level portal and also ready to enjoy life as a Seahawk. So feel free to connect with our social media accounts to ensure that you know when our new Tell Me About It podcast series episodes will be posted. Thank you, and this is all we have for our episode of Seahawk Talk. Go Seahawks!